Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Men and Orns Mini Talk on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders for Episode 6. Dark Blue Moon Jairo here, along with Fosh.
Hey, what's up?
And we join the JoJo crew at sea as they are sailing toward Egypt, and some troubles on the ship. The first trouble is that there's a stowaway, and they made sure that they got, you know, everybody reviewed before they got on the ship, which is another problem that we'll get to. But there's a stowaway, and they think it's just some little kid, that some little boy that's on the ship and just, you know, being a bothersome kid. But as he jumps out into the water, you know, they realize, oh crap, there are sharks. And that's when JoJo punches a shark.
Yep. The most outrageous moment so far in the series. Just jumps in, punches a shark, and not once, but like, you know, his signature, you know, Gatling punch thing.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, on a shark.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like, take that, Jaws.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. Just kind of random thing. And another thing that guy, like, threw the kid off the boat, like, what, really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah.
No mercy. But also, it was really ridiculous how fast the shark showed up. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know, they ended up build tension, but it's just kind of funny.
It's just one of those things where, like, oh, wait, she's in the water, therefore, we need to get a shark up there fast to attack.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that they're surprised by, is that what they thought was a boy was actually a girl. And the way that Jotaro found out was interesting. Just a nice sort of feeling of the chest region. You realize, oh.
Right. Kind of a cliche thing, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen this a bunch of anime, but yeah, I figured it out. And funny note, it's Rei Kugumiya voicing this Loli, and kind of the same
that?
As her, yeah, her usual kind of character. She's screaming and hollering a lot, and she's, yeah, kind of the same character in this, but she didn't tell anyone to shut up, thankfully.
Shut up, baka. No soon there. Right. Just sort of a bothersome girl for the Jotaro and all those guys. But then they find out that there's something wrong and there's someone else here. There's a stand, and that the shark, something comes out of the shark, and they find out that it's a stand user. So now they realize, or they think, oh, is that girl the stand user? And
right.
For some sort of just logic, they think, it can't possibly be her. And then the captain comes in, and they start to get a little suspicious that it's him. And Jotaro has this sort of odd method of questioning to sort of find out if he's the stand user. And the second he cracks, there it is.
Yeah, and I've heard some criticism about the censorship on that part.
Yeah,
it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. Like,
right,
the act of smoking a cigarette is apparently enough to be censored. Like,
yeah, I'm wondering if it's because of that or it's because his age of the character. He's technically a high schooler, teenish almost.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It's kind of like, oh, we can't show, you know, underage kids smoking. I mean, even though smoking's not technically illegal anywhere, it's just kind of funny how they decided to deal with that for censorship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually it's blood that I've seen censored, but this is a new one.
I think there was a blood thing in this episode when the stand came out of the shark. There's some censorship there, too.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of odd. I don't remember that being a thing in the first series.
Yeah, I don't either. It's kind of weird.
But it is what it is. And it's not, I mean, it's nowhere near a deterrent to stop watching or anything, but it's just kind of strange and out there. So they fight the Captain Dragon, and that's where Dark Blue Moon, we get introduced to his stand, and we see that underwater, I mean, he's dominant, and that's a problem for all of the others who try to get in, but they realize that they really could die if they get in there and try to fight against him. When Jotaro, he's got the scales and all the things growing around his arm and stuff that's sort of petrifying him, but then he concentrates all power on his finger, and then that's when he sticks it through the captain's head.
Yeah, Starfinger.
Starfinger.
Like, it's a little weird, but it's JoJo. You know, gotta accept it. This weird thing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the like you said, when they're fighting, you got the whirlpool of like scales. So when they try to jump in, it cuts them. So they're like, can't jump in. Yeah. They start jumping into a blender. So it's like, can't do that. So Jotaro gets his time to shine, which is like we've been saying throughout these recordings that each character has like their moment to shine, kind of like that. And Jotaro maybe might get more coming up, but seems like they're fighting it up nicely.
And the way that battle ended was really funny, because the captain was bragging about having total control in the water, and that Jotaro was just, you know, he was thinking he wanted to do things, or he's trying to act cool in the face of danger. But then after the battle ends, you see the captain, he's, you know, he's all messed up and can't breathe in the water, and Jotaro's talking to him like, you know, I totally beat you and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like he's having this conversation underwater. The quote they use is hilarious. Like, what's that? I can't hear you. We're underwater, so speak up. I was like, wow, this guy, Trash Talker, pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the problem with the captain being on the ship is that the Speedwagon Foundation is supposed to be screening these people and making sure that they get good people on the ship that Jotaro and the guys can trust in, but clearly a failure to let this captain pass.
Yeah, it almost makes me think there are ways they can like hide their stand and their power. Mm-hmm. They can hide the thing with Dio, the little pod thing. So it almost makes you wonder if some characters are not really controlled, they're just doing it because, you know, they've allied with Dio and his cause, so... Yeah, I guess you can probably sneak in easily if you just are a regular person and you don't use your stand. Or maybe you have a stand that's kind of stealthy, or you can hide it easily.
Yeah, because you wonder at this point now, like, those guys can't get any help. They might be on their own all the way up to Egypt.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then at the end, a even bigger ship shows up, and... We could think of it as a ghost ship as the episode concludes.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to be hanging out with the stowaway a little bit longer, but there's a something in the preview that was kind of like, I'm not sure they should be, you know, they do a focus shot on the girl taking a shower, like through the shower curtain. It's kind of like, I'm a little awkward, a little weird, but because it's technically a little kid, like, you know, and to see that, it's kind of, maybe they're trying to appeal to a certain audience next week. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I guess we can at least hope for nothing more than that.
Right, yeah.
But yeah.
We'll see.
Elsewise, a very fun episode of JoJo. A lot of fun lines in the episode. Jotaro punches a shark. And also the thing where he first... when. The captain was first going to sort of challenge Jotaro to a fight, and even before he got in the water, Star Platinum just beat the crap out of him and saved the girl. And then Jotaro talks some trash, and he's like, "Abdul, save something," and blah blah blah. JPP, you're 10 years too early to be fighting us.
Yeah, it's like kind of your shonen. Typical quotes. That's pretty funny.
But I like how he had to say, "Abdul, to you now."
I see something cool. And I like threw it to him. That was pretty interesting. Pretty funny.
Anything else from this episode?
No, just back to, you know, the almost like part two of JoJo where just ridiculous things are happening. And I like that. Joseph kind of didn't do very much this week. He wasn't very comical like last time. But yeah, I think he's taking a shine to the runaway because... He's obviously a father, so he knows how to deal with kids. So maybe those two kind of hit it off, that they have this like back and forth between them.
Yeah, that would be
fun.
He's just
an old man. She's like, old man.
And it has been for the past couple episodes, at least, kind of stand of the week.
Right, yeah, pretty
and
much.
maybe with this ghost ship thing, it can kind of mix things up as we get something to look forward to
Maybe take a
Dark
break from
Blooming.
the stand and show us to something else for a little bit.
Yeah. So we'll be looking forward to that next week. For Fosh, I'm Jero. We will see you on episode 7 of the JoJo Mini Talks.